I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. And if you're wondering what these little guys are all about, we'll get to that later. Chris from Jacksonville writes, would Shad Khan force the organization, Gene Smith, or whoever the GM is, to draft a quarterback in April? Shad Khan owns the Jaguars. He doesn't have to force anyone to do anything. He simply has to ask that it be done. Dane from Jacksonville writes, I suggest a new policy. You drop a pass, you sit for the rest of the game. Well, you're exaggerating, but not by much. Drops and missed opportunities have become epidemic. And as much as you keep waiting for them to stop, they don't. In a lot of weeks, they have cost the Jaguars victories. This week, they kept the game from being close. Either way, it's got to get fixed. James from Orange Park, Florida writes, how bad can they be, John? Just how bad? Well, at times Sunday, very. Late in the game, not as bad, but not good enough. Neither answer makes for an easy inbox. Jamie from Y Mills, Maryland writes, really? Unfortunately, yes. Tudor from St. Augustine, Florida writes, is our stadium cursed? I've never seen a team get blown out in all their home games and then keep it close on the road against good teams. What gives? Well, that's another good question. And that is maybe the most baffling thing about this season. The team has been terrible at home. There's no other way to describe four home losses by at least 15 points each. But on the road, this team has been more what I expected them to be. Winning one, losing twice in overtime, and playing competitively in a fourth. What gives? I don't know that there is an answer, but it's made what could have been an interesting season a surprisingly long one. Michelle from Red Hog, Ohio writes, hey, John, I hear the fair is in town. Have you been? What did you think? Well, Michelle, I'm glad you asked. With the Jaguars struggling, I was indeed able to sneak away last week for my first trip to the fair in 30 years. And unsurprisingly, I received what is known among us celebrity types as the star treatment. Now, you may think of the fair as a lowbrow event. Actually, the opposite is true. There's fine cuisine, high-end clothes, enlightened conversation, and of course, gentlemanly high-level sport. It also features a potpourri for the distinguished senses, vivid sights, sounds, and smells. And being a humble man of the people, while at the fair, I behaved accordingly. I did my share to help, mingled with the workers, and even took time to engage in some competition. I comported myself as expected from someone of my status, showing proper perspective and sportsmanship. The day was not without heartbreak or without feel-good stories. But while a day at the fair is about many things, it's mostly about food. My mission, the perfect meal to cap the perfect day. At last, I found it. After being careful to order from the heart-healthy menu, I sensibly ate my reasonable meal before making my way back to Everbank. And I'll leave you with this advice. If you're planning, as I did, to sneak away from work for the fair, bring a Banky. It's a big, big day.